Is it time to give people parking in our city and town centres a bit of a break? Politicians in England have decided that perhaps the council should relax their parking rules, so should we follow suit? They say that parking policies are draconian and that traffic wardens are overzealous, and it's all driving the motorists to use the internet and the out-of-town stores. So would you like to see the rules reduced and the penalties maybe relaxed a little bit as well? Maybe a reduction in the fines for your traffic wardens, better car parks, some more free parking spaces on the streets? Or do you think it's working well? Are you happy as it is? We sent Tommy out into Belfast yesterday, and we told him he should go and ask some of the city drivers what they thought.
It's too expensive to park in town. Can't even afford to do it every day.
You come in by bus or train to save
bus,
that money?
Bus, yeah. It's only 1.90, you know what I mean? It costs you £2 to park for 2 hours. You can only stay for 2 hours, so it's, you know, I mean, it's £2 for 2 hours. So if you were to stay here 9 hours at work, you'd be talking nearly £10, £11. Especially not even if you're coming to work, but if you're coming to go shopping. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It is hard to find a car ride space. You could end up spending half an hour looking for somewhere.
Travelling the car from Banbridge.
And you park where?
Up Botanic Avenue, just down Cromwell Road.
Why is that?
Can't get down here, it's paid parking and it's free up there. 10 minute walk saves you £12 a day.
If I was going to park in town, it would probably cost me £80 a month. If it was under £60, I'd bring my car every day with me, without a doubt.
£120 for 1 hour. It's very expensive, it's very dear, man. Mm. Well, can you have to do it? You didn't do it, you're going to charge you £40 for a ticket.
Awful. Like, I have to leave my car at a bus stop and then get a bus into town to work and then go back to pick my car up and get a bus.
The fact that you can't park for as long as you might want to, so therefore you have to use the big high-rise car parks, which are absolutely extortionate.
There we go, the views of some drivers in Belfast yesterday. Environmental campaigner Jeff Gazzard is on the line, also businessman Bill Jeffrey.
Good morning.
Bill, is this a massive, massive ingredient in terms of what's happening with city centre stores and city centre shopping? Is this the biggest problem? Do you feel people don't feel that they can come in and park their car and go shopping anymore?
I do, Joel, and I think that Tommy's interviews make my case, but I have four quick points to make. We need a critical rethink to support creative, flourishing high streets along arterial routes and in provincial town precincts. Overzealous parking enforcement is creating perma-damage. And in Belfast, buses are not taking significant payloads into town centres. We need a complete rethink, and we need our MLAs, and the message to them is clear, ditch the anti-car dogma that appears to be there, boost parking, and create business-building support circumstances.
Well, the Minister, Danny Kennedy, would dispute that. He's saying that he's pleased at the progress that's been made. He says the number of tickets issued has been reduced. He says that there's a high usage in the DRD-owned car parks, and he says that public transport figures continue to rise, including those in metro services.
I believe they're reduced, yes, but that's because fewer and fewer people are making the titanic struggle to go into the city centres in Belfast and our provincial towns.
But they still have the high usage in their car parks, he says.
I have yet to hear the retailers saying, what a wonderful boost for business. These new parking regulations, these bus routes that are an affront to common sense, it's great for business. They're not saying that.
So what would you do? Would you do? Would you reduce the charges? Would you have free parking on the street? Would you go back to the old days where you could park wherever you liked?
No. Regulated short-term parking is good. Unregulated obstruction is totally unacceptable. I think there has to be a rebalance. The charges are prohibitive. Your Vox Pop thing was saying that, and I believe it. And I am a victim of it, like nearly every other person who wants to shop in Belfast. Our MLAs have got a problem. They are there to provide solutions, and they haven't yet done it.
OK, Jeff Gazzard, time to get more cars back in the Belfast city centre then.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think it's a titanic struggle to park in Belfast. I've done it when I've been there quite easily. I've also cycled around and used the buses. The number of parking tickets issued in Northern Ireland since the service was privatised has gone down year by year because the draconian apparent introduction of this privatised service has meant that people have been getting more tickets, they're getting fed up with it, and parking control is what we're talking about.
But the difficulty then is, if you own a shop in Belfast city centre, that people decide, I can't be bothered with this anymore, I'm going to go out of town shopping, or I go shopping on the internet, and the result is businesses in the city centre end up closing. That's the argument.
Well, if the retailers in Northern Ireland think they can defeat the internet, with Eric Pickles leading in the vanguard of that charge, jolly good luck to them. Out-of-town parking, the internet, and city centre, and market towns all have to coexist. For instance, in Northern Ireland, the street that gets the most parking tickets, about 2,300 a year, is Lisbon Road. But it's a clear way. And of course, the benefit there is, do you want people to come in and out of the city centre along Lisbon Road freely without obstructions and park, or do you want them to just have anarchy on Lisbon Road and not be able to drive up and down it because it's a clear way? This is based on a half a dozen vox pops from motorists who always moan about parking and always moan about the cost.
I don't want to interrupt, Jeff, and I apologise, Jeff, for doing this, but you mentioned the Lisburn Road, and it is the case in point that I was making. It's the most important, almost the most important arterial shopping route in Belfast. There is a strong case to let people in and out in the rush hours in the morning and in the evening. But during the day, there has to be some sort of sensibility injected into the parking system, which we think, anyway, is simply a cynical revenue stream exercise.
Those shops provide employment,
they provide revenue, they provide
tax and VAT
and all that sort of thing, and they are being strangulated at the moment.
I understand that completely, but if we're talking, as we seem to be now, the heart of the matter is shops on Lisbon Road, and I can see the difficulty there, then it is possible to have variable clearways and variable parking times. But equally, there's an awful lot of nearby off-street parking along that road there, and the shops are pretty busy because, once again, I've shopped there myself. And the difficulty here is finding a compromise that isn't based on Vox Pops or the Retailers Association, but is based on traffic census, getting people in and out the city centre, and establishing a balance of priorities, which I have to say the government thinks it's done.
And it's important to say as well to both of you, this, that we're not just talking about Belfast here, we're talking about all these towns around Northern Ireland where people say that it's very, very difficult to try and get any sort of parking, and Bill, you would say that your members are telling you that, you know, they just go elsewhere to do their shopping.
I hear from people all over Northern Ireland that the provincial town precincts are an absolute major stop to business. The people are getting tickets, they can't park, the shops can't make a living, and as it is, two in ten, shops in all these provincial towns are closed anyway. And then the other two are charity shops, and that leaves about one shop that's working out of five.
Well, you can look at this in great detail. The Detail website has got an interactive map of where every parking ticket was issued in Northern Ireland in 2011. It's a couple of years out of date, but it shows you the trend. If you want to shop, right, and not get a parking ticket, the lowest number of parking tickets issued was in Ballinamallard, where there was just one on the main street. Now, that's an extreme case.
It depends how many traffic wardens there are in Ballinamallard compared to anywhere else.
Well, there are quite a few, and overall, the number of tickets issued and the service operates at a loss in terms of the money generated versus the cost. But the additional benefit to society, which you can put a cost on, is freeing up the traffic.
Let me get Bill and Antrim on this. There's a number of callers in this. I want to get as many as I can in before 10:30. Good morning, Bill.
Hello there, you.
How's it going?
Not too bad. I was listening to that with interest. My query certainly is that if you park your car on a day and the sign at the side says 30 minutes free parking, do not return within 1 hour.
Yes.
You come back 25 minutes later, you get in your car and there's an empty space right in front of you, and you drive from the space you're in to the empty space right in front of you. Is that legal?
No, well, listen, it's funny you should say that, because I actually had this very discussion with a car park attendant outside the BBC, because you have, you're allowed to park for a maximum of, I think it's 2 hours or 4 hours, depending on where you are. And I asked that very question. If I have filled the meter for 2 hours, I come back out again and the space beside me is empty, can I move it into that space? And he told me I couldn't, but I could park on the opposite side of the road in a space, providing it wasn't... So you can't park in the same line of bays, but you could move it across the road and park in a different bay and then stick it in there for 2 hours and then probably put it back across to the other side of the road after that again. So basically you can't move it into a bay in the same row of parking bays, but you could move it to a different block of bays.
Joel, that guy wasn't making that up. It's so unbelievable.
Oh, no, it's true. He was genuine. The traffic attendant was absolutely serious. I was in stitches.
You didn't check the regulation, no?
I was in stitches.
I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
Come on, fellas. That's pragmatic maximum flexibility. Either that or
he was making it up as he went along.
It is. No. It's quite humorous, but it is pragmatic Northern Ireland sensibility on the ground. I mean, look, I've got some figures here for Carrickfergus. The total number of parking tickets issued was just under 1,600. The total number of most tickets was in the High Street car park, nearly 400. Now, those tickets are issued to get the traffic flowing and to encourage turnover and to help retailers.
I live in Carrickfergus. I would not even try to park on the main streets in Carrickfergus because they've all just been redeveloped and finding a parking space is an impossibility. So I have to say, from a personal point of view, I wouldn't even think about going into Carrickfergus to try and do anything because you can't park.
But people do.
Well, they park illegally.
But Carrickfergus is not a wasteland, is it? Of tumbleweed and empty car park spaces.
Well, it's a lot of empty shops in the town centre.
Well, that's true everywhere, but that's the economic climate we find ourselves in. And traffic wardens, street furniture, the internet, and out-of-town stores are not the source of why we're in economic difficulties.
So
that would be the BANKERS as well.
So, Bill, it's overrated. This suggestion that the parking is affecting these businesses that are going out of business and can't exist, it's overrated. It's down to other issues.
It's an absolute fact that the parking is critical. Ballymollard has only one, but the city of Belfast makes a huge contribution through rates, through VAT, through employment, through all sorts of things to the exchequer in Northern Ireland. That is dying off. And I used the word earlier, perma-damage. That is what is setting in here in Belfast. The retailers tell you that. There is massive anecdotal evidence of public dissatisfaction.
Well, let's get a sense of perspective in the city of culture. How's parking been in Derry, Londonderry, Jim, during the city of culture?
Hi, Jules. How you doing?
Not too bad.
The parking's been, before the city of culture, has been very good in Derry. You're allowed to park up to 2 hours anywhere in the city.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there's small streets with traffic congestion. No, you're not allowed to park. But in the main streets within the town, you're allowed to park. It's a free parking for 2 hours, and you move off. There are traffic wardens there, the marshal, the cars there. And it seems to be no problem. The city council, DOE's, got their heads together. No problem at all.
So it's working well, Jim?
It's working very well. At least I can go up to town now and I can shop in local shops. I've got 2 hours to do it.
I'm back out again.
Back out again. And the public car parks were down to 70 pence for 2 hours.
70 pence for 2 hours?
70p for 2 hours.
Wouldn't get that in Belfast, Bill.
Certainly would not, I'm telling you.